Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here.
All right, we got huge news, not just on January 6th, but on Xi Jinping and his three-child policy and so much more with a really smart guy, Dr. Darren Beatty, coming up next segment. But I wanted to hit this right now. And I wanted to just briefly say this before I play this clip. Good people see authority, at least in my experience, as like, well, they must have a plan. They must have thought it through. They've got to have some good inclination or they wouldn't do this. No. Psychos and madmen and megalomaniacs can't stop power grabbing because they're missing something inside. Stalin, Lenin, Hitler, Mao, Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez, the list goes on and on. And so we look at it logically, keep trying to put logic on why they would do all this. Why would Bill Gates do all this? Why would they launch all this? Because they're psychotics. Because it's the desire they have. It's like you hear about sometimes a pit bull just eats somebody's baby. Most pit bulls I know are nice, but statistically, there's a small percentage that are crazy. Loco. And that's what this is. So I've got Dr. Carrie Grant, because most of these globalists don't like carrying this out. They're just ordered to. She really enjoys it. She said, it's never ending. You're going to take all the shots. You're never going to stop us. And they had a major, even AP reported this, major South African study came out yesterday saying you get more a chance of getting Omicron if you've had the vaccine. Not just that Omicron, or not just the vaccine isn't effective, you've got more of a chance. And so the rats are leaving the sinking ship, but here she is in a video lying to people saying, no, you've got to have it for this. But here it is. Israel finds fourth vaccine does not effective versus Omicron. Early Omicron breakthroughs show mRNA vaccines weakness. And it goes on and on and on. Pfizer CEO says two COVID vaccine aren't enough for Omicron. He says may be worthless. Fourth dose, Israel says, MSNBC, not good enough. And it goes on and on. So this is an endless fraud. This is a scam. And it all relies on us not having a memory. And remembering 2 years ago or a year ago, or just submitting through the false social contract and believing it's for our good. And to get out of this, let's just be tough. Let's just get it done. That's how a normal society works. You don't get through this by submitting to Hitler. When you submit to Hitler, life gets worse. When you give up more rights, the noose tightens around your neck until it's too late because you're hanging and you're dead. Here's Dr. Carrie Grant, Australian health operative, admits people are dying that have been vaccinated. In fact, the majority of the dying are the vaccinated. Here it is.
Copy the team.
And further on that, why is only vaccinated dying?
So vaccinations work really well, but they're not, they can't protect everyone, and that's why you need a multiple layers of protection, and that's why we advise people to take care around vulnerable people. We ask people to take those additional precautions. So we will tragically still see death in individuals that are vaccinated. But that doesn't mean the vaccines are so good at protection, particularly the third dose. We know that third dose of vaccination is critical for Omicron in increasing the level of protection. But the vaccines we have available are safe and effective.
And of the 36 people, 33 were vaccinated against COVID. Generally, they had two doses. Three people were not vaccinated. Of the three people who died under 65, one was vaccinated against COVID, it had two doses, and two people were not vaccinated. All three of those under 65 had serious underlying health conditions. And of the older people, only a handful, four, had their boosters.
So can I just echo the Premier's comments, and I know this will be echoed by Ms Pearce in her presentation about the vaccination. There needs to be a sense of urgency in embracing the booster.
Embracing the booster, embracing your line. No, lady, you need to be in prison.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, if you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, a lot of incredible developments taking place, and now even Mitch McConnell talked about it a week ago. Senator Paul's talked about it. Tucker Carlson's all over it. The Democratic Party is running on January 6th. And they're saying, questioning open borders, questioning election fraud, questioning lockdowns, questioning forced inoculations is white supremacy, and white supremacy is terror. That's in the whole June announcement that there's domestic terrorists everywhere. The new direction isn't Islamic terror. It's not China. It's not Russia. It's not Mexican drug cartels. It is Trump supporters. And I got a clip I'm going to play in a moment of Psaki stands by everything he said when he labeled millions of Americans domestic enemies. So I was there over a year ago in D.C. It was a nightmare. It was a stand down by the feds, a bare minimum. It was terrible. I tried to stop it. But then a year later, to see the million people that showed up all being told they should go to jail with the Democrats, and to see everything they're doing being based on that, is a big concern. So here is that clip of Jen Psaki defending what Mitch McConnell was talking about when Biden said the Republicans are domestic enemies.
I want to pivot back to voting rights, sure. Particularly the president's speech last week. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how it came together. But also I wonder if you'll respond to some of the criticism about it, that it was too aggressive or divisive, and that, you know, some of the rhetoric that he used wasn't, you know, conducive to getting folks, you know, who are opposed on board.
Well, sorry, which piece did you want me to start with?
Whichever one is best for you.
Okay, well, I would say first that, you know, the president delivered a powerful speech about the protection of people's fundamental rights in this country, which is their right to vote, the right to vote for anyone they choose, whether it is him or someone else. It was not a partisan speech. It was intended to lay out for the public exactly what's at stake and lay out for elected officials what's at stake. And he stands by everything he said in that speech.
And then I've got the quotes. I'm going to go to our guest, but you've got the January 6th committee saying, not a deliberative body, saying, the head of the committee suing Trump, saying he premeditated January 6th. They're giving it all the Justice Department, their twisted info, saying we are going to prosecute Trump to keep him from running. A purely political statement, unprecedented. I mean, they talk about if you're going to shoot at the king, you got to hit him. I mean, this is like third world stuff. Unbelievable. Read the full transcript at InfoWars.com. It's a Paul Joseph Watson report. He's a political science man, a professor, advised President Trump, has helped him write speeches and work on what's happening. And Darren Beatty has Revolver.News. And we're not going to spend the whole hour on this because he wants to get into China. And I really want to hear what his information on this next big story is. But first, the new developments here and the confirmation that the entire deep state Democratic Party apparatchik is running on January 6th. What does that signify, and where do you think this is going?
Well, it signifies what we should basically already know, which is that the narrative behind January 6th, the narrative purpose of January 6th, is crucial to the regime and the agenda it wants to put forward. Obviously, part of that agenda is just silencing and clipping its political opposition in the sense of people who might run against them. But it's actually much more broad than that. It's about labeling anyone who might vote for politicians who would run against them as de facto domestic terrorists, and of marshaling the full weight and force of America's national security power to crush their political enemies. That's ultimately why this January 6th issue is so important, and it's why it's so important to get to the truth of what really happened on January 6th and not the false narrative being promoted to serve this larger and deeply, deeply dangerous agenda.
Well, that's right, because a lot of my listeners, not the majority, but a big minority, is like, we know you didn't launch the attack. We know they provocateured. Shut up, we know. It's not about our listeners knowing. It's about they're betting the farm on staging something big in the next 293 days to brand the Republican Party as terrorists. I've got quotes of Biden saying there may not be a Republican Party by 2024. Their wish is to saddle the Republican and populist movement as terrorists and white supremacists. I mean, this is the big issue for me.
Right, exactly. And, you know, January 6th is a major inflection point, and it's an intensification point in the promotion of this narrative and this agenda. But the stage has been set for quite some time. Really, the stage has been set ever since 2015, 2016, when the national security apparatus began its operations to undermine and overthrow, really, the Donald Trump presidency, which you saw throughout the Russiagate issue. And basically killing multiple birds with one stone, because the particular faction within the national security community that was most actuated against Trump also happened to have an obsession with Russia. So you kill two birds with one stone by imputing the kind of national security imperative related to the alleged threat of Russia domestically to the populist threat represented by Donald Trump. And so what you see in January 6th is an evolution of this strategy to kind of marshal the national security imprimatur domestically for political purposes.
That is the most important thing said on this show in years. That, Doctor, that is so key, that we have a deep state faction that didn't just want to overthrow Trump. Now it's got to overthrow that populist base. Now it's got to declare war on that American resistance and outlaw the very soul of the nation.
Right. And, you know, I said on another video cast on the Tim Pool show, which you've been on, they were talking about debanking and Mike Lindell being debanked. And I said, look, this is the domestic analog of what the United States government does overseas to alleged foreign adversaries, economic sanctions. Debanking and financial censorship domestically is simply the analog of economic sanctions, which we use as a tool of foreign policy. I think a lot comes together when you understand that Trump and populism and the broader movement that he represented and the energies that he stirred up, the kind of amorphous energies that he stirred up, the national security community considered that as a threat in the same way that they consider threats in Russia and China and other pockets of geopolitics that threaten the geopolitical dominance of the American regime.
Dr. Beatty, how do we derail this? You're a smart guy. By obviously not being violent, not getting caught in their traps, but what else do we do? I guess we get major thought leaders, thank God Mitch McConnell gets it now, which shows you how serious this is, that the labeling of all opposition as terrorists and as domestic enemies is a real crime by this regime. I mean, this is dictator-type stuff. This hasn't happened in America really ever.
Right. It's not compatible with the type of society that these people pretend that America is, but hasn't been for a long time, if it ever was. It's one thing, it's bad enough to simply call anything you don't like you know, racist or sexist, which, you know, is still, you know, a tried and true trope that the regime uses. And that uses the kind of social stigma of those terms to shut people up. But it's another level to bring something into the purview of national security, because once you say something is a national security threat, it's no longer a political disagreement, even an intense and really intensely acrimonious political disagreement that exists within a normal, deliberative, democratic sphere. Once something is a national security threat, all bets are off. It's just the end of a conversation, the literal sense that is the end of free speech. And that's why I think this turn toward labeling everything that the regime doesn't like, not only as racist, conspiracy theory, sexist, the usual words, but now they're national security threats. And I think we've really kind of crossed the threshold with this into territory that is really sub-democratic and is a very, very dangerous new chapter in our nation's history.
And that's not your opinion. That's a fact. I mean, this is a declaration of war by the bureaucracy and elements of it against the people when they can't even win a war in a third world nation. This is madness. The only way to win this game, I think, is not to play. How do we do that? We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant.
I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me.
Darren Beatty, professor, former advisor to President Trump, Revolver.news. We're going to get to China, totally other geopolitical subjects next segment. Has been at the tip of the spear exposing January 6th and the fact that the Democrats are running on that. But I see Biden's incredible weakness, and everyone making jokes about it is not a positive thing. I don't want his agenda to pass, but the just incredible arrogance by Psaki and him and all of it is very, very disconcerting. The incompetence and just all of it, and their belief that they can hang their hat on calling all their opposition terrorists. This has horrible political instincts. I don't want to have a war with them. I don't want to have martial law. I don't want to have a big conflict. But it just has disaster written all over it. So, Dr. Beatty, where do you think this is all going? And again, what can we do to stop it?
Well, I mean, I think it's going precisely in the direction that we've been talking about. The Department of Homeland Security, for instance, even before January 6th, the head of it at the time said, we are basically repurposing our institution from the war on terror to the war against the number one national security threat in the United States, which is quote-unquote white supremacy, and various other bureaucracies in our national security apparatus that are sort of looking for a new home and the aftermath of the war on terror. That failed chapter in our nation's history sort of closed with the disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan. And so these institutions need to justify new budgets, and what better way to do so than to participate, become active participants in this full consolidation of the American regime as an ideological woke state. And the imperative of the woke state of the globalist American empire is to render anything that challenges that ideology and the power structure that it sustains as a national security threat. So I think that's something that's sort of baked into the cake. I don't think Biden is particularly, you know, driving that. I don't really think he's driving anything. He's sort of along for the ride and at times. And so I don't really think Biden himself can change the direction on that or anything else. That's just kind of baked into the cake. And of course you have the geopolitical aspect of this is that just as the regime is attempting to consolidate more and more power along those lines domestically, it's losing more credibility overseas. And so it's becoming more and more of a kind of dystopian, authoritarian type regime here, and just hemorrhaging our moral authority abroad, hemorrhaging our stature geopolitically overseas, from Afghanistan and now to Russia. And, you know, other nations, very rightly so, are looking to America as an example of precisely what not to do if you want to be a serious and ultimately successful nation in the 21st century.
Perfectly said. And look, I'm Mr. Conspiracy Theorist. I try to project intelligence onto things sometimes that aren't intelligence. We know there's powerful groups trying to be intelligent, but putting in Biden, who can barely talk, having arrogant Psaki up there. I get the system's like, oh, let's just decredit, you know, let's just discredit nation states. Let's make people look bad. But this is just off the rails. Do you think the Biden administration knows how much trouble they're in? Not just here, but as you said, internationally. I mean, this is a joke. And I'm not laughing because I love America. To see our president be a puppet, to see arrogant, crazy SJWs running press conferences, this is like a hallucination.
Right. Well, it's really a question of the time scale on which in which these entities are really thinking about things. I think in the short term, what this amounts to for the regime is a consolidation and intensification of power domestically. It's an attempt to consolidate this new form of the American regime as an ideological state that embraces wokeness, which is not a precisely defined term, but it works, that embraces wokeness more or less, you know, in a way that functions like in, you know, China embracing, you know, the CCP. If you're a business enterprise in the United States or any other kind of institution at the highest level, if you don't embrace or play ball with wokeness, you cannot exist. Similarly, in China, if you don't play ball with the party, you cannot exist. It's the same thing. It's just a different institution with sort of different agenda. And
exactly.
You know,
it's a political litmus test or a pledge of allegiance to it.
Exactly. And so I think in the short term, it could make sense for the elements surrounding Biden. But I think as the United States completes its transformation into the globalist American empire and this ideological woke state that we're talking about, it really does sacrifice its position geopolitically. We've published a piece that I think is really important and provocative at Revolver News that basically dispels this wishful thinking myth of quote unquote go woke, go broke. That is not true domestically. And in fact, if you're not woke, you cannot play at the highest level in the United States. But there is a lot of truth to that in the broader geopolitical sense, that as the United States becomes a woke ideological state, it is hemorrhaging its capital in a geopolitical context. And that, I think, is a huge story in the relative rise of China and some other geopolitical entities and the relative decline of the United States in the 21st century.
And that's so important, Darren Beatty here with us, because this is it. America's real power was the Renaissance and freedom and a real open society, an example of the world. But if they can get America to entrench itself and be authoritarian, then it loses all its real power, and then we're just 340 million people. We're not that shining city on the hill. And so that's really the, you know, the trick. We're in a Little Mermaid. Maleficent tricks her to give up her voice, saying, now you'll be a human, you'll be able to get your boyfriend. But really, her voice was her soul. It was her power. And the minute you give up that voice, the minute you join the evil, now you're just another country. Now you have no power.
Exactly. I think that that's what's going on. And I mean, it's not the only factor. It's not like, I think wokeness in many ways is a symptom of underlying problems in the American regime, maybe even more so than it's a cause. But in a way, there's interactions effects such that now it's both. But
stay there. We're going to come back and talk about that again into China, because that's where you got new news breaking on that. And Revolver.News is going to be really focusing on that. I think that's really smart to do, because Xi Jinping and Putin not going along with the New World Order, that is the biggest political movement in decades. It needs to be looked at, and we'll talk about it so much more. And how do we move away from Biden? Is there any way? What happens in 2022 and beyond, 2024? It's all coming up with Professor Darren Beatty of Revolver.News. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, former Trump advisor, professor, political science, Duke University, went on to serve again at the Trump White House, speechwriter, policy aide, revolver.news, at Darren J. Beatty. Dr. Beatty's here with us. So this is an endorsement of Vladimir Putin or Xi Jinping. It's a real politic analysis, like you're looking at a risk board about who's got the power, who's up and coming, who's declining. And the globalists have parlayed American power into China and other places, give themselves incredible wealth. And they have a real chip on their shoulder against American Christianity or Western ideals. The left doesn't like that. But that was a real power base, so they've debased it. But how do you quantify then looking at the rise of China and Russia getting out of the Western control and where this is all going? Because it's a big, big deal. And whereas the left wants to kind of come and dominate the political elite, the American people, if they just left us alone, we'd be fine. They could still be in charge. We're the easier enemy to beat. Instead, they're starting a fight with China. They're starting a fight with Russia. And Xi Jinping is shifting from being a leftist colony to be exploited to being an independent nation, not defending what he does or any of that. But we could go over it saying, have three children instead of having one child, saying we want masculine men. We reject what America does, even though China then funds Hollywood spewing the exact same message. So there's a lot there to unpack, Dr. Beatty. You're going to be back on with us soon to really lay this out. You're going to be reporting on, at Revolver, you told me a few nights ago, on this in depth. And I agree with the direction you're going in, because really it's a big deal about what's happening in China, what's happening in Russia, and why are they, at least on the surface, breaking with the globalist system? What does that signify?
Well, it signifies a lot of things. And I think, you know, the issue is very complicated and really doesn't really come through at the retail level in the way that people talk about China and Russia in everyday discourse. But I think, I guess the most important place to start with China is to look at the various factions within the American power structure and their relationship to China. I think in a nutshell, what's happened is it is true that the American elite, the American ruling class over the past several decades basically sold out to China, which, by the way, is not ultimately China's fault. Do we blame China or do we blame the elites that sold out to China? This was a very important, very simple point that Trump made repeatedly. It's not China's fault that our leaders are stupid and corrupt and weak and short-sighted and basically whores. And they hoard them, they hoard out the country to China for short-term gain. And there's no question about that. And that is shameful. And we're sort of paying the price for that now. But I think you see a shift in sort of strategy and incentives across the board within the American power structure. During the time that we were selling out to China, China was not perceived as a great threat. It was perceived really as a country that once it achieved a certain level of material prosperity, it would, of course, embrace democratic liberalism, which means it would basically admit itself to the condition of vassalage to the United States.
And they would have their children, their male children's penises removed as a liberal ritual. Exactly. And China said the opposite.
That would be the extension of their material prosperity and their economic integration into the global system and so forth. It's basically a version, a permutation of the same end of history thinking that got Russia all wrong, which is another important story. But the case with China was they gained the material prosperity and the entities that sold out to China got rich in the short term. But then China became a formidable force, such that China became a formidable force just at the same time that there was diminishing returns on the sellout to China. There's only so much arbitrage you can do before you get diminishing returns in that respect. And so gradually over time, I think we crossed this threshold where the selling out to China, you could get less and less bang for your buck, less and less milk out of that teat. And at the same time, China transformed from this just kind of third world, second world sort of sweatshop that will, build, plastic stuff to sell here to a real geopolitical force. And somewhere along those lines, the calculus changed from, okay, China is a place that we can sell out to increase the spoils of the rulers of the American regime, to China is now a threat because it is a competitor for the spoils globally. And I think that inflection point has been crossed probably several years ago. The military-industrial complex faction of the American regime is all in on this new Cold War with China. Corporate America is, if not all in, they're mostly in. And that's because, again, the diminishing returns from arbitraging to China have kicked in. And also these corporations realize the threat to their existence from continuous and severe intellectual property theft from China, which sort of pushes them over to the military-industrial complex side. This faction of the American ruling class that's always been most favorable to China is, of course, the financial industry and Wall Street, which is still, I would say, on the whole, favorably disposed to China. But now they don't have the corporate faction and the military industrial faction on board. And in light of 2008, Wall Street actually suffered a pretty profound decline in prestige and importance relative to the other factions of the American regime's ruling class. And so considered as a whole with the different factions of the ruling class, now you basically have an alignment that more or less weights toward an aggressive and antagonistic competitive posture with China. And I think that really accounts for the new rhetoric that you're seeing across the board that seems to propel us into a Cold War 2.0 with China. And just as that's happening, just as this transformation that I was talking about of American regime transforming into a full ideological woke state, you see China looking at the condition of the United States and saying, this is no longer an example of what we should copy. It's an example of precisely what we should avoid. And then you see China aggressively rejecting wokeness, and China's rejecting quite smartly the vehicles through which the woke virus is transmuted. And one of the chief vehicles for that is big tech. And China has made the very wise decision to ban Google and ban American big tech generally.
And Doug, that's a really key point you make. He gave a speech like a year ago, early last year, that was picked up by the Chinese press, where he said, look at how they banned Donald Trump on Twitter. Look, they're the enemy. He said, literally, it's these corporations. That's not saying Xi Jinping's good, but he understands the real power is these corporations and the technocracy. And that's got a really, that's why George Soros now calls him the most evil man on earth, because George Soros is in the middle of that.
Right. And George Soros is somebody who's a fascinating figure. And for all of his faults, you know, I think the most formidable force now in the West is mediocrity. And so I have to at least give George Soros credit for being sort of a legacy dinosaur who genuinely is a talented and remarkable.
No, I agree. He is definitely not mediocrity.
Soros basically invented a certain model of translating financial means into political power and influence through the construction of various NGOs that are integrated with the government, that are integrated with his financial contacts. He is a key instrument and key innovator in leveraging the color revolution model of exercising political influence. And of course, one of the vectors for that model in the digital age is American big tech, the use of various tech platforms to gin up these mobs that become the vectors of
the color revolution. I want to come back and talk about where you see this going next, because the battle lines are all drawn. Who are the major players? We'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation.
All right, Professor Darren J. Beatty is here with us, Revolver.News. This is the first of a lot of big discussions about China and what's happening really in the world. But Xi Jinping has broken, said we're having three kids, we're not going to have sissies on TV, we're not going to teach transgenderism, we're rejecting everything that the West is doing. That has really upset the power structure. So Doc, let me ask you this. We have the Anglo-American establishment, the U.S. and kind of England. But that's all set up. NATO, you know, the EU kind of has its own thing, but those two are incestuous. You got Russia as the wild card. You've then got China. And then, of course, we have Latin America and Africa and other countries in Asia like Japan. They're kind of, you know, just in the orbit of the general superpowers. But clearly, by bad leadership, America is disintegrating because our own ruling class doesn't want us to be independent because they want to control us. So, how does the Davos group that acts like it's everybody's friend, but is really, as I see, as a corporate specter-like group that tries to use the chaos to get more power and control, and we've seen the big corporations that support the Davos group increase their wealth 99% under the lockdowns. I think it's pretty clear out of all these power structures, it's the multinational opportunistic corporations that are the biggest enemy. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of enemies to go around. So I don't know if I would say the corporate power sector is the worst of the enemies. I think the military industrial sector, which of course overlaps, there's a lot of overlap between these networks and these sectors. And although the sectors have different interests and different multinationals have different interests, for instance, so certain multinationals are going to be more favorable to China relative to others that now have basically.
Sure. So how would you divide up the world and who's winning the geopolitical game right now?
Well, I think it depends on our unit of analysis. If the unit of analysis is sort of nation state or even more broadly sort of the civilizational model that like Sam Huntington used, whether it's the United States or the West, I think definitely the United States and West are in relative decline geopolitically, and China is not. I think China is ascendant. Does that mean that China doesn't have any systemic problems? Does it mean that China will ultimately come out to be the clear victor and leader in the 21st century? I think that's yet to be determined. But I certainly think it's fair to say, all things considered, that China is ascendant and the globalist American empire geopolitically is in decline. And I think there's one sort of intangible factor that is really important, and that is the psychology of the nation. I think what I've gathered most from talking to Chinese individuals of various social strata is there's really a dominant psychology of ascendancy in China, which I think counts for a lot. In the United States, right after our great victory in World War II, there was a similar psychology of ascendancy that sustained the baby boom generation and so forth. And I think there is.
And I agree. That was around Americana and real American liberal values, which isn't liberal today. In China, it's an ethno state. I mean, let's just say it. This is an ethnic state.
Right. It's an ethnic state. And so in many ways, it just doesn't fit into the kind of vocabulary that we use to demonize them. Even on the right, we say, oh, these are just a bunch of communists. We use the same terms to demonize China as we do to demonize Antifa. But when you actually look at, you know, ideologically and functionally what these entities are, Antifa is functionally the paramilitary force for the American regime, which is this woke ideological state. And China is anything but. It is anything but woke. And in some ways, I would even go so far as to say it is anything but ideological. I think at this stage, China is marked more than anything by a kind of ruthless pragmatism that informs all of their grand
strategy. And that's why it now realizes family and men and powerful structures is power. And that's got to really freak the left out, as they want to sabotage the whole world with this anti-human garbage. And China is now moving, and I mean, Russia is moving against it as well. That's got to really freak out the Hollywood elite.
Absolutely. And look, there are many ways to be anti-human. I think China is anti-human in some profound ways, but it's not woke. It hasn't embraced that particular.
It's not attacking it at the human base of ending families.
Not in the way that is dominant in the West, for sure. And I think, you know, in line with the psychology of ascendancy that I think predominates in China, at least at the kind of elite levels or the levels where it matters, there really is a underlying seriousness. She is a serious leader in the way that no Western leader really is. There's this. China is a. It has deep flaws, you know, certainly morally, but also just functionally. It has systemic problems, but is a serious country. And I think it's no longer justified to say that the United States is a serious country and that it has serious leaders. There's a certain kind of clownishness that characterizes.
No, I agree. So how do you see
political process?
How do you see the crazy, kleptocratic, neurotic, schizophrenic leaders of the West that hate their own power base? How do you see them countering China now and also Russia?
Well, I I don't really. I at this stage, like in the full analysis, I just don't see the globalist American empire outcompeting China.
Well, yeah. Well, what empire turns its coal off and its oil and gas off? I mean, Russia and China are. We're increasing natural gas. We're increasing fossil fuel. We have unlimited supplies of coal. Again, like what elite cuts its own power off? Like the elite running things here are like are saying we're not open for business. But we're, but while we cut off our own power to our own people, we're going to tell you what to do.
Here's the bind that the American regime's ruling elite are in right now. And that is that in order to set America on a footing that could actually be competitive with China, this would presuppose such profound changes within the United States that it would threaten the position of America's ruling elite. And so the ruling elite, if they want to outcompete China, they basically have to jeopardize their own status as the ruling elite, which they won't do. And because of that sort of strategic dynamic, I simply don't see those changes happening on a time scale that would allow us to outcompete China.
Because I agree.
They
need 1950 America 2.0 that was doing civil rights and was feeling invincible and was expanding and innovating. If they brought back 1776, red, white, and blue, NASA, America, everybody's starving for it, we would explode. The world would know we were open for business. And we would be dominant. But the globalists just can't let anybody have any power under them.
Exactly. That's exactly the case, and that's why things don't look good at all in terms of our prognosis for the 21st century. But you never know. You can never count, you know, you can never count true America out. And that's why I'm fighting for it. And that's why you're fighting for it. And, you know, the future is not yet written in that regard. So
is there any way to get the leftist globalists to not cut their nose off despite their face? Is there any way to get them to knock it off and just go with prosperity, go with success, get back to our biological mission? Instead of playing God?
I don't think there's any easy solution for that. I think the globalist American empire might have to sustain fairly profound humiliations that would force a fundamental reconsideration of a course correction that could set us on a real footing for the 21st century.
How about a deal with China and Russia and everybody just to work together in giant projects and go to space? I mean, that would be a lot better than all this, wouldn't it?
That would be interesting. Yeah, the space program that's a whole separate discussion and a whole separate a host of humiliations for the United States. Our kind of space prospects have not.
Come back
so
soon. Let's have more geopolitical discussions with Dr. Darren J. Yeah. Beatty. He's actually a smart guy. Knows what he's talking about. Revolver.News. Thank you so much, Doc.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, folks. We got another guest host coming up here in the fourth hour. Jason Burmes is extremely smart, good friend of mine. Look forward to that. And I got a few things to say in the next final segment. But we're talking about real issues here, folks. There is an evil force working against humanity and against all of us, whether you're Russian, Chinese, or American. And we better come together and say no to it and build a pro-human future. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.